Hi everyone, this is Nate here at Election Hawk, where we try to get elections right. Today I'll be discussing the swing state of Michigan, and I will also be discussing, is the Sun Belt in play? Stay tuned. So first we will start with the state of Michigan. In 2016, it was a surprise to many, except obviously me, when Trump won the state of Michigan. How did he win it? So let's take a look at the party identification demographics. Democrats made up 40% of the vote, Republicans made up 31% of the vote, and Independents made up 29% of the vote. You might say, hold on, Nate. How in the world did Donald Trump win that state when Democrats make up 9% more of the vote? That doesn't sound like swing state material. Well, normally that would be true. So how did Donald Trump win the state? Hillary Clinton got 88% of her party to support her, and Donald Trump got 90% of his party to support him. So, yes, Trump benefited from a slightly stronger intra-party support system, but the main factor that delivered Donald Trump to victory in Michigan was the independent vote. Donald Trump won the independent vote 52% to 36%. He won it by 16%, the same percentage that he won independents in North Carolina, except this is Michigan, and Michigan was a 10 to 11,000 vote margin. So, how is Michigan looking for Trump this time? Recently, Trump has recently moved his staffers from another swing state that I will bring up later up in this. Now, I will bring up later in this podcast to campaign and to knock on doors and to phone bank in the state of Michigan because they consider it that close. When it came to 2016 polling, there was only one pollster that got Michigan right. And that pollster was Trafalgar. Last time they had Trump winning Michigan, and as of right now, a few days before the election, they have Republican Senate nominee John James and Donald Trump up in the state of Michigan against Biden. So who do I think is going to win this state? Well, based on my numbers, based on the polls that I've seen, if you wait to 2016 exit polling, it is my strong belief that Donald Trump will win the state of Michigan because he still is maintaining that large lead among independents. At minimum, he is still led among independents by 16 points. And as long as he can maintain that on election day, he will most likely win the state of Michigan. And there was also a recent interview done where a Democratic representative Debbie Dingell, her husband was actually the dean of the House because he had served in the House for like 50 years. She spoke about how she met with auto workers who she said had flipped from Obama to Trump and from 2012 to 2016. And she said she was hopeful that they were going to flip back to Biden. And apparently they made it clear with her that they're not flipping back. And Trump is very popular with the white working class there, which makes up a majority of the vote in Michigan. So winning these certain sections of the vote is extremely important in Michigan. And with Trump making gains among African-American voters, which helps him in places like Oakland County, Macomb County, and Wayne County, where Detroit is, I'm going to say this spells for a close election, but I think Trump will pull it off again. Now, on to the Sun Belt. And now, on to the Sun Belt. Many people might be confused because you've never heard of the quote-unquote Sun Belt being a described region when it comes to swing states before. So let me explain. The alleged swing states that are in the Sun Belt that are apparently in play this election season are considered the states of Texas, Georgia, North Carolina, and Florida. So you might hear some of these states like Georgia and Texas and go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Aren't these deep red states? Well, let's explain. Due to shifting demographics, in future elections, these states are expected to be swing states. In Texas, because of the large Latino vote population has moved in, and in Georgia, due to the increase in the population in the sprawling metropolitan area of Atlanta. So, which of these two states could turn Democratic in a presidential election first? Well, the short answer to that is Georgia, but I'm gonna be frank. There is no chance of Biden winning that this election season. And here, let me go on a little bit of an explanation on why. In both of their re-election bids, in when it comes to this modern political era, both George W. Bush and Barack Obama won every single state that they had won their first time around with over 50% of the vote again in, when they ran for re-election. For instance, the only state that George W. Bush lost in 2004 that he had won in 2000 was the state of New Hampshire. And he had only won that state by a very small margin. And that margin had placed him under the 50% threshold of the vote in that state. He ended up losing that in 2004. In 2012, when Obama ran for re-election, the only electoral votes that he lost were ones that he had won with less than 50% of the vote. For instance, he won Indiana in 2000, Indiana, North Carolina, and Nebraska's 2nd Congressional District with less than 50% of the vote against John McCain. When he faced off against Mitt Romney, he lost all three of them. He lost both of those states, and he lost that congressional district. So you might ask, okay, so what does this have to do with Georgia? Well, unlike the long list of swing states, Donald Trump won Georgia with more than 50% of the vote. So chances are, it's not going to flip. There's an over 99% chance that Trump is going to win the state of Georgia. So, you might have heard a lot of Democrats talking about Texas. Texas, Texas, Texas. Isn't Texas a deep red state? Isn't it a ruby red state? Well, in future elections, it might not be. But for this election, I'm going to tell everybody it's going to be safely in the Republican column. And here's why. If Democrats want to win anywhere, they need to win in early voting. That has been key to how they have won elections in presidential election years for a very, very long time, since early voting has been allowed. So you might ask, okay, how are Democrats doing in early voting in Texas right now? Well, the truth is that they're behind by more than one, according to the Target Early Target Smart website. Texas Democrats are down nearly a million votes. What does this mean? Let's compare this to 2016 results by percentages, because obviously the numbers are going to be a bit skewed. When it comes to early voting, people tend to use various websites that can track early voting records and mail-in ballots that get mailed in, because that stuff gets counted very quickly. Or at the least, it gets counted by the party ID, whether they're an unaffiliated voter, whether they're a registered Republican or a registered Democrat. So let's look at the numbers. In 2016, in Texas, Democrats got 1,674,000 registered Democrats to mail in or vote in early. Republicans beat them in that by that mark by around 450,000 votes. Republicans got over 2.1 million. And unaffiliated voters made up 338,000. They made up 8. So that Republicans made up 51%, Democrats made up 40.5%, and independents/unaffiliated voters made up 8%. So how has that number changed this time around? Well, the unaffiliated number has gone up 1.5%, and Democrats have gone down by roughly 2%. So, and Republicans have gone up roughly half a point. Okay, so what's the numerical difference now? Democrats have turned out 3.15 million votes. That is impressive. In fact, it might settle the entire race if it wasn't for the fact that Republicans have registered almost 4.2 million votes, which is less than half a million shy of what they did in 2016. So Republicans don't even need to have a million new voters turn out. They only need half a million, and chances are they're going to get a lot more than a million votes to come out for them in Texas this time around. And, of course, the unaffiliated margins more than doubled. Now, in case you haven't heard, when it comes to election news, the when it comes to early voting and mail-in voting in North Carolina, it's supposedly very even right now. That's what I can tell people right now. Percentage-wise, Republicans are doing better than they were 4 years ago. 4 years ago, Republicans made up 42.7% of early voting, and Democrats made up 53%. This time around, Republicans are making up 45.6%, and Democrats are making up 48%, which means Democrats are doing 5% worse, and Republicans are doing 2.9% better. So, obviously, this is margin of error. This is obviously not margin of error stuff. These are actual shifts. And with alongside the registration shift in North Carolina, I'm going to stand by my prediction that Donald Trump will win the state of North Carolina by more than he won it last time. And if you want to know how the campaigns feel about Florida, Biden is not campaigning in Florida. And the Trump campaign has recently moved all of its staff out of Florida because they're so confident in the state, they're moving all their staff to Michigan. So I'd like to thank everyone for listening and stay tuned for more episodes. Peace.